get all the pieces of it, you know, and get excited. I figure that's a person that's got a world of self-control. And be classed as a person that's not holding himself. In other words, can control his own emotions.
What about, like, okay, you could use the word afraid, meaning, for just sort of an indefinite period of time. Like, you know, I am generally afraid to go upstairs in the dark.
Yeah.
Or like something just suddenly happens, and all of a sudden you get afraid, but it doesn't last long.
You might say a little period of fright, short period of fright.
Okay.
Because he gets back to himself in just a little while.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's fright. I think that's okay. The word that is used when I was a child.
Okay, so you said that the person was...
frightened.
I see.
Something happened that frightened this child, or this person.
Okay. You know that song, The Old Gray Mare, She Ain't What She...
The Old Gray Mare Ain't What She Used To Be.
Okay. And you say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
don't have anything to be afraid of now.
Okay. What's the opposite of used to be?
Well, I guess you'd say it's a thing of the past.
Would you say, how would you say that? Would you say she didn't used to be or she used to be?
Yeah. You'd say she used to. Didn't be so-and-so, or she used to had a different disposition of what she has now, or something to that effect.
So you say, I don't understand why she's afraid now, because she...
used to be brave.
Okay. Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes out with the door unlocked, you say that person was mighty... what?
Careless. Okay. They consider that careless act.
Okay. You say, now there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
well, kind of like she's upset or something. Uh-huh. Kind of.
What about, she's not really sociable. She's a little bit different from everyone else. She's
kind of a one-sided kind of a person. I heard that expression last time, the old people. If somebody wasn't very social, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. In other words, a good listener instead of a bad mouth. Well, they say she's not very social. She's sort of in a class to herself, or a one-sided, or something like that.
What about a word meaning odd or peculiar?
Cranky.
Okay. What about the word queer?
Well, now that goes back to the same thing we just talking about, this odd person that didn't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Queer comes in there, you see, that you and I could sit down here and converse with one another. We could have a conversation and go right along.
Mm-hmm.
The next party you come in contact with, you couldn't get a conversation out of.
Mm-hmm.
Might answer your questions, but never ask you anything. So that's always come in place as a queer person, person with a queer disposition.
I see. Okay, say the man was very sure of his own... wait a minute, going back to the word queer. Would you ever say, if you said, he's a queer, what would that mean?
Well, that would mean that he was a man that wasn't very sociable, wasn't very talkative. In other words,